You're listening to the Vancouver Mixtape on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast from the unceded ancestral territory of the Halkomelem and Squamish-speaking peoples. I am Jesse.
I am Jamie.
That's Jamie. And, well, it makes probably little difference to you out there, loyal listener, but we're recording at the SFU Burnaby studio.
Whoa, throwback!
Whoa, so things might sound a little different. But you can expect your same regular mix of cool local music, because that's what we do here.
It's all we do. It's all we've ever done.
Well, sure. That's a little minimalist. you're minimizing our great successes and achievements, but I'll allow it. And I hope that we can have a good time together this hour. Jamie, how are you?
I am pretty good. Glad to be back up here on the station, or at the station, I should say.
Sort of on the station,
I guess,
technically.
I'm on it.
The floor of the station.
Yeah, I think we usually look behind the scenes. We're usually at the other recording studio downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've probably broadcasted or recorded this show from this studio, the two of us together, less than 10 times.
You mean the one we're in currently?
The one that we're in currently.
Right, because we're not even in, the live studio. We're in the pre-record studio.
Just at the station.
In general? Because we moved here. Yeah, it's quite possible, because there's, however many Fun Drive episodes.
Yeah, post-COVID.
Post-COVID. Anyway.
Yeesh, whoa.
It's crazy.
We're doing a little bit of retrospect here.
Mm-hmm. Breathing that crisp mountain air. We'll have more oxygen and thus be smarter. Is that how that works?
Yep, that's how that works.
Cool. Well, we can talk more later, but for now, let's get some music rolling. This first track is by Devin Parkin, and I discovered Devin Parkin at the Victory Square Block Party when I was helping out with the live stream a few years ago. A thing that doesn't exist anymore, which is kind of sad.
So sad. That was a Jesse September activity.
Mm-hmm. And I did not know about this band. I relied on the musical awareness of CITR to introduce this artist to me. I said band. It's funny. It's a Kevin Parker of Tame Impala situation, where it's one person who does everything but then plays with the band.
Devin Parkin. Whoa.
And guess what? The music sounds a little bit like Tame Impala too.
Whoa.
So let's get right into it. This is off an upcoming album, which is called New Beliefs on Layaway, which comes out, let's see, June 12th. So still got a little bit of time. This is the lead single, Gutterball.
Thank you. criticize, kills the lights behind, buys her broken high beams, puts minds in overdrive, me my will's realign. When you tear it out, seems like a trying way to deny what's inside all the vital signs, and I'd be waiting under tires till you'd see the light. Saying off, we're saying off that night. Off that night. Off that night.
Who needs feedback when you've got us?
When you've got We're Back.
The Dinosaur Story.
Sure. That was Hillsboro.
Very good.
Very good. Off an upcoming record called A Party in Your Name, which releases in May. Pretty soon. May 29th. End of May. So still got to wait. But that band recently relocated to Vancouver from the island, and they rip it. They have a fiddle. Or violin.
Hell yeah. Yeah. They're channeling their
yellow card.
Their yellow card.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very cool, loud, noisy. Love a good just wall of guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Guitar wall. Acid Horror was the song?
Yes. Acid Horror.
Which is like, felt very appropriate. Like, it wasn't super death metal-y or scary, but like was loud and noisy, like a screeching horror animal.
Mm-hmm.
If only there was a name for a horror animal.
If only there were a word.
Yeah.
I want to take a detour, Jamie. I'm going to call it your yellow card reference, even though it was sort of mutual, made me think of something that happened at the station this past week. Every week we have something called Record Club on Thursdays at 4 p.m., where mm-hmm. there's like a, it's kind of like a book club for records, but it's not like we all like listen to a record and then come back and talk about it. We pick a topic, pick a theme, or a direction, and everybody brings something that relates to that, and we go around and we listen to everyone's selections and talk about it, and it's cool and fun. And this week the theme was 1997.
Yo, 1997 rules.
I don't think you even realize how much 1997 rules. Like, it's kind of the foundation of music for me.
Before you go any further, I have been on record before, whether it's this show or just in my general meanderings throughout life. I think 1997 was a personal high.
Mm-hmm.
In terms, like, so much good stuff was going on in 1997.
Yeah, and I mean, it's everything from, like, you know, you've got OK Computer. Right.
Yeah, it's a really good album.
Pretty good, I guess. You've got, you know, the release of the first Spice Girls album. You've got Aquarium by Aqua. You've got it's Sixpence None the Richer. You've got Bitch by Meredith Brooks. Oh, like, it's just kind of everything. Like, just looking at the Billboard Top 100s, Unbreak My Heart, Wannabe. Can't Nobody Hold. Well, ooh, there's actually an unfortunate amount of Puff Daddy on this in this year, but
it was his year.
Hypnotized by Notorious B.I.G. Mbop by Hanson. Mo Money Mo Problems. Honey by Mariah Carey.
And you're jumping over the fact that the Enjoy Incubus EP by Incubus came out in January of that year. Holy smokes!
Exactly, I was purposefully jumping over that. And those are just the number one songs, not charting songs. It's crazy. And the big number one track of the year was Candle in the Wind by Elton John. You know, like, there's a lot of Celine Dion that year. There's Backstreet Boys. It's just crazy.
97 was Titanic year.
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And not just My Heart Will Go On, but oh my God, what's it? All the rest of the tracks that are on that album. So I just wanted to.
Quick, My Heart Will Go On. Side note, I know I've talked to you about this before, mm-hmm. but my favorite Oscar performance is from that year, which is not My Heart Will Go On one, which is phenomenal.
Yeah.
But it's just very funny because I'm pretty sure they had just like the big over-the-top stage performance of My Heart Will Go On, and then the next song that had to play afterwards was the Elliott Smith song from Good Will Hunting, where it's literally just little tiny Elliott Smith in the
alone
the
in
stage.
A spotlight, yeah. Also in 97, both Kiss from a Rose by Seal, Fly Like an Eagle,
whoa,
and Pony by Ginuwine.
Yo,
this is like the karaoke year.
Holy.
I would say if you can't find a karaoke song from 1997, you probably can't
Weren't
find
alive.
Karaoke. One Week by Bare Naked Ladies, Doo-Wop by Lauryn Hill. Like,
jeez.
Come on, what? Believe by Cher, No Scrubs by TLC. It's crazy. Okay, none
God.
Of this is Vancouver related. I can't pull up a Vancouver related 1997 thing. That would have been a really good way to sort of button up this segment, but I didn't do that. So instead, we're going to hear from a band that kind of, the name sounds like they might have existed in 1997, and that's Cranberry Virgin. So we're going to hear One Fine Spring Day by Cranberry Virgin featuring Chaya Harvey.
Thank you. Centralia. We don't get swallowed whole in Centralia. The dead ends of our roads in Centralia come alive again. We know they won't. The CO and smoke, the crevices and holes. Ain't got no zip code in Centralia, in Centralia. How long's the fire been burning in Centralia?
Fields of the Lord stood Abel and Cain. Cain slew Abel neath black rain. At night he couldn't stand the guilt or the blame, so he gave it a name. So he gave it a name. So he gave it a name. Drunk, angry at his wife. He hit her once, he hit her twice. At night he'd lie in bed, he couldn't stand the shame, so he gave it a name. So he gave it a name. So he gave it a name. You, you're poison too. At night I can feel the poison running round my veins.